Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are presently in Perek Yud, Halachos Zayin and Ches. This is the third shiur on these two halachos. And basically what the Rambam says is that only Zera Avraham are chayiv in Bris Milah. It's Halacha Zayin, excluding excluding Yishmael of Zaro and Yitzhak of Zaro. And the Rambam writes that only Yaakov and his seed are chayiv in Bris Milah because he's machzik bedasu v'darko ha'yishara. He holds on to his religion and his straight path. They're mechuyiv in Milah. And al-Ches, the Rambam says that b'nei Keturah are also chayiv in Bris Milah, the children of Keturah Avram Avinu took as a wife. So, in the first two shiurim, we asked many, many kashas on the Sugis HaGemara and on the Rambam, and B'siyata D'shmaya, in this shiur, we're going to break some ground into understanding the principles behind this very interesting and fascinating topic. So the Gemara learns in Maseches Sanhedrin, we learned the Gemara B'siyata D'shmaya in the first shiur, that B'nei Keturah are chayiv in Mila. This is in the Lishna Basra of the Gemara. As we learned, the Gemara asks that how come Mila, which was said to Bnei Noach and repeated at Har Sinai, is only an obligation on the Jews? Something that was given to the Bnei Noach and repeated at Sinai is an obligation to both Jews and Goyim. So the Gemara's first teretz was in Lishna Kama that the repetition at Sinai wasn't really a repetition, because it was just there, B'yom HaShemino El Rasar Lasa, to be Matir Shabbos, but it wasn't teaching us Bris Milah per se, and therefore it's not considered a repetition. So B'nai Noach aren't Chayiv. And the Bo Yiseim of the Gemara answers that Milah was originally given not to B'nai Noach, it wasn't given to B'nai Noach, it was only given to Avram and his Zera. V'atez B'risi Tishmaratav Zarachar Chorchel Daroseichem. And the Gemara says, so if it's given to Avram and his Zera, what about B'nai Yishmael? Then we're Memayet Ki B'Yitzhak Yikar Lecha Zara. So Yishmael is out, sorry. And then B'nai Esav, what about them? They're not they're not Yishmael. So what about B'nai Esav? They also come from Avraham Avinu. Ki bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So not all of Yitzchak, only the Yaakov part of Yitzchak. And then the Gemara says, hey, if what you're saying is true, that B'nai Avraham, Zera Avraham, or Chayiv in Bris Milah, then what about the B'nai Keturah? B'nai Keturah... And if you say that they're not chayiv in Bris Milah, and you also exclude B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav, because it says ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'cha zara, the only true zara is from Yitzchak, so B'nai Keturah are also out. So frek Rav Hoshaya and the Gemara l'me'at B'nai Keturah lo yiz l'chayivu, so let B'nai Keturah not be chayiv. Why are B'nai Keturah chayiv in Bris Milah if they're not Yitzchak? B'nai Keturah aren't Yitzchak, obviously. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, because it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Bris Brisi Hefar, and that pasuk, that superfluous pasuk, is marbe. It includes the rabbis B'nai Keturah. So we have the pasuk of Es Brisi Hefar, you revoked my bris, and that pasuk is coming to include the B'nai Keturah. So Beguf Drashas HaGemara is Brisi Hefar, it's coming to be Marbe B'nai Keturah, it's Mashma, that it's a superfluous Pasuk, and therefore we darish in this Pasuk, and so explains the Tosis HaRosh Barichus, I ain't Shem in the parish of the Tosis HaRosh. And this is Shver, because it says in Sanhedrin Saditesh Amar Aleph, and in Shavuos Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, Es Mitzvasi Hefar, what is that Pasuk referring to? And the answer is, Mefer Bris Basar. Mefer Bris Basar. This pasuk of Es Mitzvasi Hefar is referring to those who are revoking the Bris Milah. That refers to a pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tezva Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Kidvar Hashem Baza, Es Mitzvaso Hefar. You disgrace the word of God and you're mevatel his mitzvah, hikaris, that soul will be cut off. So the Gemara says, what is the es mitzvah so hefar? What's that referring to? It's referring to somebody who doesn't do a bris milah. So Rashi in Shavuos learns, what does it mean? It says mitzvah sohefar, his mitzvah. So what mitzvah is that? So Rashi says, mitzvah yichidis, my one mitzvah. That's the one mitzvah, the mitzvah that was given to Avraham Avinu. That first mitzvah given to Avraham Avinu, mitzvah yichidis. That's Rashi in Shavuos. So that mitzvah yichidis that was given to Avraham Avinu, when a person isn't mekayim that mitzvah, so hikares tikares. That's Rashi. However, the Ritva says there that you don't have to say that, because it's referring to as brisi hefar. The pasuk of as mitzvasi hefar is referring to as brisi hefar. So you don't have to say mitzvasi is mitzvah yichidis, that one unique mitzvah given to Avraham Avinu. You can just say this mitzvah so hefar is referring to the pasuk that says similarly brisi hefar, so you know that it's referring to bris. So in Pashtus, pshat is that he's not doing a bris milah. In the Yushalmi Perak Aleph of Pei Alacha Aleph, and at the beginning of Perak Chelek, the pshat there is Moshech Bor Alasel, that somebody pulls over his foreskin. He has a circumcision, and then he's Moshech Bor Alasel to make sure that the circumcision is now is covered up. And so too in the Gemara in Yevamos and the Fine Bezam and Aleph Ein Sham from the pasuk of Ezbrisi Hefar. And even though it says in the Gemara, it's in Asmachta, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perla, and the Birar Asag, Onshin Aleph, writes that he's not considered an Arel, such a person. Ulinyin Zeh, Habe Asmachta. So we have such a person is not considered an Arel if he's Moshech or Lasso. But for that, we have an Asmachta that he is considered an Arel if he draws over his Orla. But the Alfusa that we learn, the Limud, that it's Kares to be made for Bris, is from that Pasuk. As is Muchach in Sanhedrin, and that Memdalad Amr Aleph that we learn from the Pesukim on Achan, that he was a Moshe Chor Lasso, and from that Pasuk of Ezbrisi Hefar. So writes the Karban Eden, the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Karkhelek. So we learn from Ezbrisi Hefar, it's Mswaso Hefar, that a person is mefer, is Moshe Chor Lasso, he's Chayav Kares. We see this also in the Rambam in the third Perek of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Vav, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Mila Halacha Ches, and it's from the Mishnah Navas in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yad Aleph, look also in the Tur in Yoredei Simin Reish Samech, that Moshe Chor Lasso Ein Lo Chelek Le'olam Haba. And from this you see that it's an Isra Min HaTorah to be Moshe Chor Lasso. So why? What is this all about? This is coming to teach us that's why we need the pasuk. So now we approach the Rambam and we bow in respect for this great giant of Torah, Yiras Shemayim, and leadership, and we say to him, "But you write that from the pasuk as Brisi Hefar, Malernt, that Bnei Keturah Chayiv and Mila." No, from his Brisi Hefar we learn something very different. We learn that a person is a chayiv midoy raisa kareis moshe chor lasso. So minalan from van and vaistis that we are marbe b'nei ketura. So Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perla asks this kasha. The Rameir Dan Plotsky asks this kasha, and they're nitchak to be mataritz. So Rav Man goes in the following derech. The Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin Yotze Esav Sharei Yitzchok Omar LeYakov Yitin Luchas Birchas Avram L'chol Zaracha Mechlal Shulvado Zara Shel Avram Amachzik B'Dosu V'Darko HaYishar. That Esav is excluded because Yitzchok said to Yaakov that I'm going to give you the bracha of Avram to you and to your seed. So that implies that he alone is the Zera of Avram, who is Machzik B'Doso Uvidarko HaYishara. And this L'chaora is against what's Mavur in the Gemara and Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, that there the pasuk is Memayed Esav from B'Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak. The Rambam says that where is Esav excluded from? V'itin l'chaz b'recha sabron l'chal azarecha l'zarecha acharecha l'chal azarecha. I'm going to give you the bracha of Avram to you and your seed, meaning you're the Zer of Avram, you're holding on to his religion, you're going in a straight path, and therefore you get Brismila. That's where Esav is excluded from. Yeah, but the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that Esav is excluded from the pasuk of ki bi Yitzchak ikari l'chazar, bi Yitzchak, part of Yitzchak, and not all of Yitzchak. Ayin Aruch Lener, who notes this? Also, Meir Dan Plotzkin, Lechem Des Yisrael, Chedushim Maran Rizal Levi, Ala Torah, Parshas Lech Lecha, in the name of Reb Chaim. So how do you understand that the Rambam is veering L'chora from what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that we learn Memayit Esav from Bi Yitzchak, and the Rambam learns it from the Vitein L'chaz Birchas Avram, L'zarecha, L'cha L'zarecha, and you're holding on to his religion and everybody else isn't, so you get the Bris Mila. So why is the Rambam going against the Gemara? So in the Tshuvas Ma'arit and Chelik Beis and Archaim Simin Vav, in the name of the Maravach and the Lechem Mishnah, in the ninth paragraph of Ilchus Nedarim, Malach Chavalef, and the Shut Chaim Shaluk of the Chidah, in Simin Sadi Vav, they relate to this question, and they say, you're right, Ki Bi Yitzchak, V'lo Kol Yitzchak, that's true, that we learn from the Gemara, but where do we know Yaakov and not Esav? In other words, there are two Shlavim. The first Shlav is you have to know it's only part of Yitzchak. And the second shlav is it's going to be Yaakov and not Esav. And on that, the Rambam says, I'll bring you a raya that it's Yaakov, because he is the chosen one, because he was a zocha to Birkas Avram. And therefore, that's why the Rambam brings this pasuk after the Gemara of Ki Bi Yitzchak. So you know Yitzchak, but how do you know that it's only part of Yitzchak? But how do you know it's the Yaakov part of Yitzchak and not the Esav part of Yitzchak? So for that, the Rambam brings this pasuk. But it's still shver. Because Iger Chasim and Asefer, if that's correct, we're missing the main part. The Rambam should have said first that Lo Kol Yitzchak is included in Zarah Shel Avram, and then bring his Raya. So in Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma that this is where he starts and this is where he ends. That with this reason alone, it's enough. The reason is because we have this pasuk Vitin Lachas Birkas Avram Lachol Zarecha. You alone are the seed of Avram, and nobody else. And that's it. But what about the Gemara? Why does the Rambam ignore the Gemara? The Rambam's language does not imply that he's building on the Hanachah of the Gemara. The Rambam wants us to read Mishnah Torah without looking in the Gemara. The Rambam says, you read my Sefer, you get it all. So the Rambam is supposed to be based in the Gemara. So tell us what the Gemara says. Don't make up your own things. Obviously, B'mechila M'kvodu Agado, the Rambam didn't make up anything. The Rambam was obviously... There's a sefer written by Dr. Benedict Zichrono Levracha. Harama Melostiyam and Atalmudi. It's a whole book to try to prove the Rambam stays firm with the Gemara, even though we know the Rambam seems a lot of times not to. Alkapanim. So we have a kashi here on the Rambam. Why is the Rambam going against the sugya? Lemaisa, we have two kashas in the Rambam and two places he's going against the sugya. So the Maharsha in Sanhedrin and Tesamet Aleph, in the name of the Sefer Paneach Raza, asks from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, and Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, that in order to be a dayan for chalitza, he has to be both parents are Jewish. It says V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. So it's Mashmi Yisrael Agamre. And therefore, Ger is Pasul, even though Aviv Yisrael, looking Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, at the top of the page. So we see from this Gemara, that you know what Yisrael means? Yisrael means a Yisrael in Ganson. It has to be a complete Yisrael. So even if Aviv Yisrael, meaning if his mother is a Jew, so he's Beseder, he's Yisrael Gomor. Doesn't have to be Aviv Yisrael. It's Imam Yisrael. But if Aviv Yisrael, if he's again and then he converts, then it's no good. Why is it no good? Because he's not a complete Jew. So we see from this Gemara that in order to be, when it says the word Yisrael, Karishim Venikra Shmo be Yisrael, in order to be considered Yisrael, you need to be, when it says Yisrael, it means a complete Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk means. Kulo Yisrael. So why is that strange? Why the reason that's strange, for the Maharsha, is because in our sugya it says Bi Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazar. What does Bi Yitzchak mean? Miktsas Yitzchak. When we say V'nikra Shmo Bi Yisrael, we mean Kulo Yisrael. He can't be partially Yisrael. He can't have only a Jewish father. He's got to be a complete Jew. He has his Jewish mother. So if Yisrael means that he has to be a complete Jew, so when it says Bi Yitzchak, why do we say Miktsas Yitzchak, only a little bit of Yitzchak? It's not only a little bit of Yitzchak. It should mean all of Yitzchak. What do you mean Miktsas Yitzchak? It's only part of Yitzchak, Yikari Lechazara. It should be all of Yitzchak's children are his seed. Because we learn that Bi Yisrael means Kulo Yisrael. So Bi Yitzchak should be Kulo Yitzchak. And the Gemara Darshan's Faker, the Gemara Darshan's, no, 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 Bi Yitzchak only means partially Yitzchak. So it would appear that it's really true. That Bi Yitzchak, we really do Darshan Kulo Yitzchak. What do you mean Kulo Yitzchak? Yitzchak Bishleimusel, and not part of Yitzchak. And what's the Shleimus of Yitzchak? And that the Rambam says, you know what the Shleimus of Yitzchak is? And this is the Rambam, this is the genius of the Rambam, that everybody asks about. Wow, the Rambam threw this. Hamachzik Bidoso Yuvidarko Hayishare Yishasach. Asach Reid on this thing, you know, the Rambam, these words of the Rambam. Hamachzik Bidoso, it's only one who holds on to his religion and his Derech Hayishar. Some say his religion is Torah Mitzvahs and Darko Hayishar is Midas Tovas. So the Rambam writes that only somebody who is Machzik Bidoso Bidarko Hayishar, somebody goes in the path of Yitzchak, that's the Shleimus of Yitzchak. And if somebody is lacking this, then he doesn't have all of Yitzchak. He only has part of Yitzchak, and we need all of Yitzchak. So that's what it means, keep Yitzchak. To exclude Esav is because Esav doesn't have all of Yitzchak, because he's not machzik bidaso bedarko hayishara. In the Yerushalmi, in the Darim, Perakim, Halacha Ches, it says that Esav is not included in Yitzchak. Amar of Yudin Bar Shalom, bi Yitzchak, bimiktsas Yitzchak. Okay, so we have a Yudin Bar Shalom who says, and this would strengthen the Marashah's kasha, that Bi Yitzchak is only part of Yitzchak. Part of Yitzchak is Yaakov. And then we have a steward to the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Beis that Bi Yisrael means Kulo Yisrael. But then we have another opinion there that says Beis Trey means two. Ben Shehu Asid Linchol Shnei Olamos. This Bi Yitzchak is a son, because Beis is two, this is his son, who is going to be Nochel two worlds, this world and the next world. In other words, according to Rav Yudin Bar Shalom, Pshat is Kepashtus HaBavli, Ki Bi Yitzchak B'miktsas Yitzchak. But then the second opinion, says Reish Hei, maybe it's Rav Huna, so he says that the Drasha is that it has to be Legamri Ki Yitzchak, that you're Nochel Shtei Olamos. And we can say that's Pshat in the Bavli also. Ki Bi Yitzchak, and that only is implying Yaakov and not Esav, because it's Bi Yitzchak, it's Beis, that you're completely Yitzchak. What's completely Yitzchak? Beis, you're Nochel Beis Olamos. So, and when it says, V'lo Kol Yitzchak, what does it mean, V'lo Kol Yitzchak? V'lo Kol Yitzchak means, Lo Kol Dehu of Yitzchak. You can't just have a little bit of Yitzchak. You got to be Yitzchak in Ganzen. You have to be Yitzchak B'Shleimus. You have to be completely Yitzchak. And that's only Yaakov that the Rambam explained. In Taka and the Chamer V'Chasei for Chamer V'Chai. That's what he says. And he brings the Yalkut Tehillim Perakuf Hei. Rav Yudin B'Shem Rav Shimon Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak Zeshem Moide B'Beis Olamos. In other words, it has to be Yitzchak HaShalem. That he's molded in the two worlds, Olam Haz and Olam Haba. So we have in the Yerushalmi Rav Yudin Lehedya not like that, but we have other opinions that do learn like that. We have a Chazal, we have a Yerushalmi, we have a Yalkut Tehillim that does learn like that. That Bi Yitzchak is completely Yitzchak, and that answers the Marashah's Kash, obviously. Bi Yisrael is Kul Yisrael. Bi Yitzchak is completely Yitzchak and not partially Yitzchak. He's completely Yitzchak because he believes he's going to be Noichel Shtei Olamos. In the Tana de Be'elio, Rabba and Perakov Dalit brought in the Yalkut itself, Parashas told us, is Zarash Yitzchak, calls him on Shisokayim, Mekayim is Hamila. As long as Yitzchak was alive, they were Mekayim Brismila. In the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, Perakov Tes, it says, Esav Moas B'Mila. He despised the Mila just like he despised the Bechoyra. Ayin Sham. Ay, Minadin, he was Potter. So Pshat is that there's no special Gzeiris HaKosuv to Potter him. Rather, if he would be machzik b'daso shel Yitzchak, then Esav would be chayv. Say we have mamish chiddush mechudash. We should then medarv tansen. We should be dancing on the ceilings. That's what we should be doing. We should be dancing on the roof, because we have a chiddush now that really be'emes Esav could have been Yitzchak if he would just been machzik b'daso. So b'chaye Yitzchak, that held from zich, he held of himself that he was machzik b'daso, and therefore he's chayv in mila. But then he was Moes b'mila, he was Moes b'bechora, He's Porek Ol Ados. He was an OTD, went off the Derech, and that's it. Now he becomes Pater. And now he's Taka Pater from the Jerash of Bi Yitzchak Velo Kol Yitzchak. Because you're not all of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is somebody who's following completely in his way. So it emerges according to this that the inyan of Bi Yitzchak Velo Kol Yitzchak is that Zera Yitzchak are only those who are Machzik B'Briso. In other words, they're Machzik B'Yahadus. They're Machzik B'Yahadus. And we can answer with this the Kash of the Maharit that we mentioned earlier, or Chaim Simon Vav, Mogen Avram, Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Siv Kotten Zayin, Tshuvis, Shvus Yankif, Chelik Gimel, Simon Mem Gimel, in the Shiari Karban, in the third parak of Vidar, Malach Ches, and in the Tshuvis Chasim Sofer, in Arachaim, in Simon Kuf Samachay. That from the Pasuk of Bi Yitzchak, Velo Kol Yitzchak, we see that Esav is not Zer Avram. But how do we know that he's not included in Zera Yitzchak? Because who is God talking to? God is talking to Avram, and he says, "Ki bi Yitzchak, ikari lecha zara." Bi Yitzchak, only bi Yitzchak, you're going to have zara, meaning Yaakov and not Esav. Seder. So that's Avram zara. But maybe Esav is still Yitzchak zara. How do we know he's not Yitzchak zara? We see in the Mefarish in Adarim, and the Pasuk Bi Yitzchak Velo Kol Yitzchak, that Esav isn't considered Zera Yitzchak. How does he know that? So in the Ma'arit and the Magen Avram, they ask from the Gemara and Kedushin that discuss whether Esav gets a Yerusha from Yitzchak. Because he's the pasuk says, "Rab Chia bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avi Chav Yerushav Dvar Torah, Yosef Ki Yerusha Leisav Nasati Is Har Sayer." Esav gets Har Sayer as a Yerusha. So you see in the pasuk that Esav Yarsh and Har Sayer. And the Gemara says, "No, but Dilmi Yisrael Mumr Shiny. Maybe Esav Dafka, because he was Yisrael Mumr, and therefore he is related to Yitzchak." So asks the Maharit and the Magen Avram, but he's not Zera Yitzchak, right? Like we saw before, that's the Mefarish in the Darim Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. He's not considered Zera Yitzchak, but the Gemara seems to say that he is. He's Yisrael Mamer, so he should be Arshin. So it would appear that it says in the Tosfos in Yevamos Chof Beis Amid Beis Dibar Maschil Ben, and Bava Basra Kuftas Vav Amid Aleph Dibar Maschil Ben, that Zera is Mashma Kosher. And they bring from the Sugi and Kedushin Daf Dalid Amid Aleph, there it's Mashma Zera means Kosher. Masha Ein Kein Ben. Ben doesn't have to be kosher. Zera has to be kosher in order to be considered Zera. Now, Linyan Ben HaBen, the son of the son is considered Zera, but is not considered Ben. So when it comes to Zera, you're only Zera if you're kosher. When it comes to Ben, your person's a Ben even if he's not kosher. But when it comes to a Ben HaBen, Ben HaBen is included in Zera, but it's not included in Ben. So Ayin Shem and those Tosfos. So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is Tif. And that is that Ben is Hagdarat Yachas Beino LeBein Aviv B'Meshehu Beno. It defines the relationship between he and his father. He's his son. That's a Ben. Ben is that I am the son of my father. Zera Hu Hagdara B'Devar HaNolad Shu Chelek MiMolido KiZaro. Zera is a defining something born, that he is part of the person who gave birth to him like his seed, because that's what the seed is. The seed was part of the person, was part of the father, and then Zera is a hemshech of the father. He's part of the father. He walks around stamped on his DNA a million times his father. So Ben HaBen, that's not a Ben. That's a different Yachas. Ben is, I'm my father's son. If I'm Ben HaBen, then I'm not my father's son, then I'm not his son anymore. I'm not Ben, I'm somebody else, I'm a grandson, but I'm not Ben. But Zerah means Chelek Mimenu. Part of him. And that also applies to a grandchild. Because you're also carrying your grandparents. We're also literally part of our grandparents. So that's the Zerah. And that's passed down. That's obviously, we're talking biologically. But as we'll see in a moment, it also counts spiritually. So Ben is only Ben, not Ben HaBen. But Zerah is as long as you have a chelek in the father, you are chelek from the part of the father. And if the son is part of the father, and the grandson is part of the son, so then the grandson is also part of the father. And it continues like that. And therefore, even a grandchild is considered Zerah. Because you're considered Zerah if you're part of the father. The son is considered part of the father. He's only growing from the seed of his father, and then the son is from his seed, which is also from the grandfather, obviously, because he's part of his father, who's part of his father, so A equals B equals C. And therefore, C equals A. Mashenkein l'nyan psul. You can't call somebody Zerah if he's pasul. He's a ben. Tachlis, he's his father's son. But he's not Zerah. Because Zerah means he's not like him anymore. So he has the DNA, but he's not like him. He veered from the path. So when it comes to seed, if he's not like him, then he's not considered a seed anymore. And if so, B'yitzchak sh'amar yukar l'cha. Zara ki b'yitzchak yikorei lecha zara v'gam is ben amal l'gayis imenu ki zara chahu. Right, so when it comes to Yitzchak, we require zara, and who's going to be Yitzchak's zara? Only those who are like Yitzchak. Remember, we defined Zerah means that you're like the father. And if the kid veers from the spiritual path, then he's not a Zerah anymore. Ki bi Yitzchak, you have to have the Shlemus of Yitzchak, the spiritual Shlemus of Yitzchak, then you're bi Yitzchak. But if he doesn't, then he's not the Shlemus of Yitzchak. He's not considered Zerah. And therefore, Esav is Taka, not part of Yiddishkeit. He's Yisrael Mummer. He's considered an apostate Jew. He's Lav B'doimelo. He's not similar to Yitzchak. And therefore he's not considered Zara. He's not considered Zara Shel Yitzchak. Umimela. He's also not considered Zara Avram, obviously. Because he's different than both of them, so therefore he cut off the chain. Because we're talking about his Yiddishkeit, and he lost it, so therefore he's not Zerah anymore. That's shame Zerah, but Ben is also Bipsul. Ben is you considered a son even if he's Pasul, and Yerusha is Talui B'Ben, and that's why in the Gemara in Kiddushin. It says that he yarshins al Ben. Is he Zerah? No, but he's Ben. See, here we have again a mind-blowing chiddush. I didn't see Ben and Zerah. Esav is a Ben, but he's not a Zerah. Zerah, he went off the path, but a Ben remains a Ben. Because Esav is only Mamuot, he's only excluded from Zerah, but not from Ben. Therefore, the Gemara in Kiddushin says he's Zerah. It says he gets Yerusha because he's Ben, but he's not Zera. And with this, we can explain the perplexing Ramban in his Perush al Torah. Parashas Tevarim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, and the Pasuk, Atem Oivrim Begvul Achich Achichem B'nei Esav. You are passing by the border of your brother, the sons of Esav. So, Mikikdoif in Pusik, you look at the Pasuk, and the Pasuk kikdoif from here, and I don't understand the Pasuk doesn't understand me. Esav's my brother? With such brothers, you know what I mean? This is not a good family relationship. Esav's my brother, that's what the Pasuk says. The Ramban was bothered by this. The Ramban says, "V'tam achechem b'nei Esav, sheyichus Yisrael min Avram b'chol zarach, or the yichus of the Jewish people is from Avram and all of his seed after him. Kikulam nimolim, they're all circumcised. V'zetam lo sasai v'domi kiachicho, and that's why it says, do not abominate on Edomi, is your brother. Only b'nei Yisrael and b'nei Apilakshim, says the Ramban, they're not ba'achva. B'yitzchak yikari l'chazara, so they're out. B'nei Yishmael and b'nei Apilakshim, but Esav is still in." Chasim Sofer and the Chuvas and Evin Ezer and Simon Peches and Archaim Kuf Samachay and Lechem the Israel Eisnan Beis. They say, what are you talking about, Ramban? They're both Pater Mimila, like we see in our Sugya, Ramban Ala Torah Parshas Lech Lecha. So how can you distinguish between the Bnei Esav? They're still brothers, and Bnei Yishmael aren't. No, they're both knocked out of brothers. Neither of them are brothers. We don't need such brothers. However, Das HaRamban and Yevamis Menvavam and Beis is Kedas Rashi, that Bnei Keturah are Pturim Mimila. In other words, Rashi holds only the sons of Avraham were Chayev and Mila, and afterwards everybody was Pater Mimila. Because Kibi Yitzchak is Mafkia all of them. That's the Ramban says also in his Perush in Dvarim. So that's a Hafka, that they're not included in his sons. And they're not Shayach to Bris Mila. But the Pasuk of So that's the pasuk of Kibi Yitzchak. Kibi Yitzchak is mafkia, everybody's out. Meaning, Shmuel's out, and the Bnei Keturah are out. All those seeds, just the Bnei Keturah, Avram's own children were Chayav and Mila, but everybody else is out. Yishmael and the Bnei Keturah, the descendants, they are mufka from now, they are no longer his sons. And they're not Shayach to Bris Mila. But the pasuk of Kibi Yitzchak, for lo kol Yitzchak, is not mafkia the din of Ben. It's only mafkia the din Zera. Kibi Yisrael Klarecha Zera. So, when it comes to Yishmael and Bnei Keturah, they're not even Ben. When it comes to B'Yitzchak, V'lo Kol Yitzchak, like we said, that's meaning you have to be completely Yitzchak in order to be considered Zera Avram. That's only talking about the actual Zera, that's talking about the din Zera. Not the din Ben. What does Zera mean? Zera means that you're similar to him and that you keep Torah. And Esav is out. If they would have kept the Torah, they would have been in. And that's what the Ramban says, Pilei Plos. Kulam Nimolim. In other words, not the Maisa before they were Nimo. Just they weren't Mufka Ba'at Smusan Me'asiba L'Mila. Even though the Maisa, they don't have Mila Machmas She'en Machzikin Bidos. They're not holding on to the religion. In a Chinami. They don't have Mila else that. But batsmusam, they're still shaykh to Bris Mila. And that has nothing to do with Achva. Because you know what Achva is Taluyin? Din Ben. And Bnei Esav have a Din Ben. So therefore they are brothers. They just don't have a Din Zera because they were mafkia themselves from Zera. Because they're not going on the path. But they're Nimolim, meaning in principle they could be Nimol. They just would have stayed on the path. When it comes to Yishmael and the Bnei Keturah, they're completely out. They're mufka legamre, mufka mikol yachas. And they also don't have achva. But when it comes to Bnei Esav, it's a different story. That we have achva, they're still considered a ben, they're just not considered zera. And they're nemolim, because if they would have stayed on the path, they would have been chayv and mila. So in principle, they're nemolim, whereas Bnei Yishmael, you know, he didn't have a chance. So that's Mamish Pilei Plos, and with this, you know, we can go weiter, and I hope we do in future Shiurim, but we can go weiter for Alakashis from Shagasariye and see the flows Mitaris Hashem and the Ramban. So I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Koach and the Moch and the Simchas Chaim, and that we're able to continue La'ila in the Sugya. And Lerois Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.